from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Let's ask Daryl, our Browns beat reporter, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
There's a Browns game coming up later.
Yeah, Daryl, big Browns game, but more importantly right now, Facebook Marketplace. Have you ever met a stranger and done a deal?
No, I've not. And what does Ken have a kid that needs a clunker or something?
No. Whoa. A 442, sir? Please.
Let me tell you something.
What do you need an 87 Cutlass for?
Kenny, this kid's got the balls to it that American can haul ass, buddy. Girl. This is an American classic. I want to see the undercarriage of it because it is winter. I mean, it will be wintertime soon. This thing looks like it was garaged, though. This thing's got something.
Well, congratulations to you on all your success. Money.
It's only $6,500, Daryl. You want to go halvesies? I can drive it during the weekend.
Only $6,500?
Yeah. How many miles on it?
103,000. Ooh, it's got an automatic.
Oh, boy.
Well, all right. Well, they have a homecoming dress.
All right, Daryl.
I've never done the Facebook Marketplace thing, no.
Daryl, we have had a frank discussion about how... Well, I got to be honest. I expect the offense to struggle out of the gates. I know we have Mary Kay on this week. She did not. Ken Dorsey thinks they're going to be great. You've heard Quincy Avery. You've heard Deshaun Watson. Nothing but unbridled enthusiasm and confidence for that offense. I'm expecting the opposite just based on how little they did. Who's closer to the truth here?
I almost think they're trying to talk themselves into believing what they're saying at this point. Like, you don't need to sell it. You know, Quincy Avery doesn't need to go on national radio to sell Deshaun Watson still good. Like, I feel like they're overselling right now.
Oh, Daryl, that's a horrible thing to hear. That is horrible to hear.
I know it's horrible to hear, Ken, but I always get nervous when you're selling this much right now. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
I get nervous. You know, I'm not saying that it can't happen, but... All I know is what my four eyes saw during training camp.
So you're saying that Ken Dorsey is doing the prosperity gospel of the NFL?
I kind of think so.
Okay.
I hope I'm wrong. Honest to goodness, I hope I'm dead wrong. I hope they come out Sunday and they score 34 points. And, you know, Deshaun Watson looks like he's back and he's running around and he throws for 300 yards. I hope I'm wrong, but I am leaning more toward the offense is not going to be as fluid as they're saying it's going to be. And also, I think that's okay. Like, if Deshaun struggles a little bit on Sunday, I promise to wake up Monday morning with you guys and not kill the guy for it. He needs reps. He needs snaps. He hasn't played since last fall. He hasn't played a lot of football since 2020. Like, I'm not expecting this thing to be running like a well-oiled machine come Sunday.
Daryl Ryder joining us here, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Well, you kind of took it from me. That is my opinion, that I think that the offense is probably going to struggle because they don't have a lot of experience together. I think they can win the game defensively.
Yes.
But, I'm sorry. I think that people have been waiting 10 months. We've been talking about one half of football for 10 months.
Right.
And if he goes out and he plays poorly, I hope they win, but I may have to say that they won in spite of him. I hope not. I mean, there's a lot of things. I just have to give the truth here, man. I cannot sit here and make excuses going into year three. No matter what, it's going to hurt me to say it. I hope it doesn't come to that, but I cannot make excuses.
Yeah, look, I'm not trying to make excuses either. I'm just trying to be fair about the situation and realistic about the situation as well. That's just where I'm at right now, Ken. If we get a month into the season and things are still rusty on that side of the ball, then there's problems, right? But you know, I'll give you a week or two to get it together and get comfortable again, and you know, get things rolling with the new offense and you know, new formations and all those type of things, the choice routes, and that's fine. But you know, with the way this schedule lays out for the Browns, they don't have a tremendous margin for error, especially in this division. So it's imperative that they get off to another hot start. Under Kevin Stefanski, the Browns usually in the first four games, they're typically 3-1. And when you look at the schedule right now, I see another 3-1 being very, very possible. So if they don't get it done Sunday, the world is not ending. The sky is not falling. But, you know, to your point, Ken, at some point, yes, I am going to expect that Deshaun Watson plays like a top-tier quarterback.
Dale Reiter with us right now talking Cleveland Browns football. So left tackle is something obviously we have been really dialed in on. We thought, hey, Jedrick Wills, all right, he's out. Right. Then it was Jack Conklin, and then yesterday we were hearing from some of our spies, it might be James Hudson.
Yeah.
What's your feeling on this?
Yeah, I think that the plan is that if Jack Conklin can go, that it will be Jack Conklin left tackle. But I'm starting to waver as to whether or not Jack Conklin will actually be able to go. So then James Hudson is plan C. Plan A was Jed Wills. That's not happening. Jed told us earlier this week that he would not start. He also reiterated to us he's just trying to get out there and just start moving around a little bit and see how things feel. Him not practicing yesterday was a clear-cut sign. He's not playing Sunday. So plan B is Conklin. I'm starting to think that there now is a chance that I was a little over-optimistic about his progress and his ability to play. So if it's not going to be Conklin, then it will be. It's looking like it's going to be James Hudson. But the reason why we all zeroed in on that is because it's critically important. And we all saw in the preseason how much they struggled on the edges with protection. We really saw it in those practices with the Minnesota Vikings.
Well, do you think they get rid of the ball quicker because of that? Do you think that David Njoku might have a bigger game, especially with the inexperience that Dallas has at the linebacker position?
Yeah, I think that, you know, obviously I'm expecting a big year from Njoku. And I say that realizing that he's coming off a big year and his, you know, his first Pro Bowl. But I just feel like the volume of one-on-one work that he has done with Mike Vrabel this year is going to pay him big, big dividends. And I asked him about it earlier this week, and he said he's more physical now. He's ready to be more physical than he's been in the past. So I think Njoku's in for a monster year, in my opinion. And, you know, as far as getting the ball out quickly, that's going to be on Deshaun. And I think that that's a timing thing, Ken. And frankly, that's where I think Deshaun is going to struggle the most, is on the timing thing and that clock and reading the pressure and when to get rid of the football and things like that. It has to work itself out through those snaps and game experience. Because again, he's not played a lot in the last 3-4 seasons. And so, you know, I don't want to be putting the cart before the horse and getting fans all gassed up about just how incredible this offense is going to be. And then if, you know, they come out of the gate a little slow on Sunday, all the fans are going to be like, what's going on, right? So I do think it's fair to expect a little slow start there.
David Bell, in the words of Lima, Dunzo Cremunzo with the Cleveland Browns.
I don't know about Dunzo Cremunzo with the Browns.
What are you hearing? What is Daryl hearing?
I think there's a chance you could see him back on the practice squad here or something. You know, they clearly need a roster spot for some, you know, somewhere. So he was the sacrificial lamb, if you will. But I do think there's a chance that you've not seen the last of David Bell.
So my dream of him being a Pro Bowler for the Browns can live on?
It lives on, Ken. Right. You and Andy Baskin.
Oh, Baskin liked him too.
Oh, yesterday was a tragic day for Andy Baskin.
I'm not going to ever be in the same conversation as Andy Baskin, so that's the end of that. By the way, you can listen to both Daryl and Andy Baskin in their wonderful podcast, It's Always Game Day in Cleveland. Get it live on the free Odyssey app. It's fantastic. Subscribe to it. It's fantastic. You're going to love it. They got post-game editions. It's fantastic. Anyway, I've said fantastic three times because that's how much I love it. It's absolutely fantastic. Four times, and that's the end of it. Daryl, is it safe to say that Andrew Berry might have a blind spot for wide receivers because he's traded for three of them? Yeah. He's had to cut two and trade away one, but the one that he did trade away, he did almost have a 1,000-yard season there in the sixth round. So where do you stand on him in the wideouts?
They're three through sixth rounders. If these were first and second round picks, I'd be a little nervous. Like, if it was like Brian Robiskie and Mohamed Massaqua, right? Remember when the Browns drafted both of those guys in the second round? And,
yes.
And they sold us on that this is the future at the position for this franchise and, you know, all that. If it was that type of a situation, I'll hear you on the blind spot. But once you get in that third round and through the seventh, I just think it's a guessing game at that point. So I'm not going to hold Barry's feet to the fire because, you know, these picks aren't panning out. I do think there's something to be said for wide receiver development, maybe, too. They're very high on Cedric Tillman. And, you know, they are talking like he's going to have I don't want to say significant role this year, but he's going to show some tremendous growth this year. That's their belief. But, you know, those are things that we heard about, you know, some of these other guys that come through here, right? We heard that about Donovan Peoples-Jones. We heard that about Anthony Schwartz. We've heard that about David Bell. We've heard that about Michael Woods. So I'm not going to hold his feet to the fire and say that he has a blind spot for these guys just because of where they're being selected in the draft. If anything, I'll go the other side of that coin, Ken. And he just demonstrates to him the importance of the position because the top three wide receivers he's traded for in three, you know, over the course of 3 years, and then he keeps using mid-round picks trying to strike lightning in a bottle and, you know, get some more help at that position.
All right, Daryl, you watched the game last night. What did you think in terms of a measuring stick performance? Those two teams, how close are the Browns to those teams?
Well, I'll say this. I thought I was watching the Vikings joint practices that first Baltimore series with all the flags for illegal formations because that's what was happening to the Browns in those joint practices. The tackles were not lining up close enough to the line of scrimmage. So hopefully they have gotten that situation corrected because the league is, you know, pinpointing that as a point of emphasis here. So hopefully we don't see a flag fest early in the game. By the way, real heartbroken for Raven fan this morning. Missed it by a toe. It was a great game. NFL's best entertainment you'll find in pro sports right now. But as far as where the Browns measure up to both of those teams, we're going to find out. Ravens are on the schedule twice. Chiefs are on the schedule later in the season. I picked the Chiefs to three-peat. I just feel like they are just the unstoppable force right now in the NFL. I do feel like the Browns, roster-wise, can compete with both those football teams.
Is that good for the NFL if they three-peat?
I think so. I don't think it's a negative, Ken, because the games are compelling. It's not like the Chiefs are just absolutely dominating everybody and running them off the field. They're just finding ways to win, and they get a little, like, just like last night, got a little lucky late in the closing seconds there. They, like I said, won it by a toe, right? So you need a little luck. You also need very, very good players, and you need an elite quarterback. And, you know, the Browns are going to see pretty much every elite quarterback in the National Football League this year. We're going to find out how good this Browns defense really, truly is or was last year. Some smoke and mirrors. I think they're good, but, you know, we'll see because it starts Sunday with Dak Prescott.
You're going back to what you said about, you know, them trying to sell themselves or buy what they're selling. Again, Jim Schwartz has kind of talked tough about the defense the entire preseason leading
and
up
I
to this game.
And I love that, by the way. Well, I do.
I kind of want to ask you, like, Jim Schwartz is very, very accomplished. A lot of this with the offense, though, is new. Wouldn't you say you can get away with more truth when you when you're on sturdier ground and you've accomplished more? Because, you know, right now we don't know about Deshaun Watson. We don't know about Ken Dorsey helping out. Yeah. We don't know what this offense is going to be. So, yeah, they're going to definitely toe the line and say, oh, yeah, everything's great and this is going to be great.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And I love that Jim Schwartz has been every time we try and ask him a positive question, he's like, our red zone defense stunk last year. We were not good on the road last year. We got to fix that. We got to fix this. Jim is just refreshingly honest and tough about his unit. And he praises his players. He praises Myles Garrett. He praises Denzel Ward and things like that. I love the quote he had yesterday about this matchup and Sunday, and you know he loves the matchup. CeeDee Lamb, Dak Prescott going against what he believes to be the best secondary in the NFL. Those are his guys. But also at the same time, he's like, we better come to play or it's not going to be a fun afternoon for us. So I really love Jim Schwartz's approach, both on the field when it comes to practice and dealing with his players and coaching them up and things like that. And I also like the way he answers questions, even if sometimes he comes off like he's the grumpy old man in the room.
Darryl Rutter, brought to you by Chabon Jewelers. Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Now, you don't give your prediction until Sunday. Is that right?
I think that's the way I'm supposed to do it, but I can give you a prediction if you would like a prediction.
Right now.
Would you like the season prediction?
Both.
Okay. Well, I've got the Browns winning on Sunday by 4.
All right.
I think I'm going to change the score. My initial prediction that I did on the podcast, they said Browns 24, Cowboys 20. I think I'm selling the offenses a little short there, so I may tweak the score. But I think the Browns win by 4 on Sunday. And for the season, they're 10-7, and they get the number 6 seed in the AFC for a wild card spot.
All right, sexy. Darryl, we thank you very much for the time, buddy.
You bet, guys. Enjoy the game this weekend.
You as well. The Dangerous One, Darryl Rutter, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Okay, he said 10-7, they get the 6 seed. How far do they have to go with it? Lyman, did I miss on David Bell? I want to share with you,
Yeah.
Oh, I want to share with you an opinion.
We all miss. You missed that one.
From May 12th. Well, hold on. The jury's still out. I want to share with you an opinion from May 12th, where I had said, 2022, where I had said, I can't shake the feeling. I think David Bell is going to be a great wide receiver for the Browns and a fan favorite. And then I said, when I say great, I mean Pro Bowls. And I wrote Mark it to Hunkura, who's a listener and tweets at us quite often. Lyman, did I miss on David Bell?
Yes.
Guess what? He missed it.
Is it officially over with David Bell with my dreams? Or can I continue to live that dream?
Well, Darryl made it sound like he could be coming back. But do I think he is going to find his way into the rotation again?
No.
And you know, look, he couldn't hit the...
No.
The injury derailed things to start out the career. That happens sometimes, but he was not able to overcome it. And so it's unfortunate. You know, there receivers in the third round, when you're taking receivers, more of a crapshoot the later you get, obviously.
Okay.
But the Browns have wanted to take those third-round chances. We'll see Tillman, right? Tillman is somebody we're excited
Cedric
about.
Tillman.
But they've obviously...
Had a good preseason.
Yeah, they've obviously missed before. And I think the bigger point is that this is why they had to go out and get Elijah Moore. This is why they had to go out and...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Get Jerry Jeudy because they have not been able in the draft to find those diamonds in the rough.
Okay. It's not hard to admit you're wrong, guys. I don't understand. Pony deletes old tweets. Did you see that?
No. Come on.
Oh, yeah, he'll delete them. Go, why are you afraid to admit you're wrong? Just admit you're wrong. If I was wrong, I was wrong. I was wrong on him. I have to admit I've had a blind spot in the past for wide receivers.
I deleted one pretty substantial tweet in the history of my tweets.
What'd you delete?
And then it came back to, well, maybe I shouldn't have deleted it. I'm not sure. There was at one point, I think it was... Oh, it was right after the draft.
I thought it was who you were voting for.
Right after the draft.
I didn't know.
When they took Baker Mayfield and Denzel Ward. I said we went 1-31. The Browns went 1-31 and tanked
this.
It out.
I remember
for
this.
Baker Mayfield and Denzel Ward.
I remember this.
Then both of them in the early stages looked unbelievable,
yeah.
And I went, "Let me go find it." You know
I
what?
Can't
I just don't
want it.
I just don't. Now on the air, I admitted. On the air, I admitted. I'm like, "Yeah, I was wrong. Baker's really good. I did not think he was going to be good. This was, you know, back in 2020 and everything. Really, right when he came on and burst on the scenes, I was like, oh, might have been wrong on this one. But on Twitter, I just didn't want, people were starting to dig it up, and it got really annoying, and I was very thin-skinned about it, so I deleted it. And now, all these years later, kind of half right, half not right, but then depending on the game, Baker sometimes looks good, sometimes looks not. So, I don't know. I don't know if that was one I should have deleted or not, and whether I've even been vindicated. I don't know.
You wait
Denzel
long
looks
enough,
amazing.
You wait long enough, you'll be wrong. Or if you wait long enough, you might be right, depending on which side you take. I mean, Baker Mayfield, he wasn't worth tanking it out for, but he's a fine quarterback.
Yeah, and I think that was my
Denzel's bigger picture. Denzel's a very good cornerback.
Denzel's incredible. In fact, in many ways, I think he's underrated. Like, I just heard somebody the other day talking about their top five cornerbacks in the league. They got down to, like, 10, and they hadn't mentioned Denzel Ward yet. And I'm like, well, that's ridiculous. Denzel's one of the greatest in the game, and there's a reason why the Browns secondary, and I think this is going to be a huge storyline this week, how the Browns secondary does against Dallas, because there is no doubt what the Cowboys want to do. I mean, they're not going to pound the rock with their aging running backs. I just don't think that's a formula for success. So they're going to have Dak throw a lot in this game, and Dak has been successful in regular season games. Like, it is hard to believe with the criticism that Dak gets, but he was second in MVP voting last year. I know it was a down year, and they end up giving it to Lamar by default. He had a good year, but did he have an MVP year? He was way better a few years ago when he had won it.
I think you're right about that. But again, I think we kind of take turns on these sort of things. Nathan Zagura, he's going to join us at 9 o'clock. So Daryl said 10-7, sixth seed. Where's the bar at for Browns fans now? Because there have been, either people have been quiet, or they've been tough-talking the Browns. And I think to some degree, you know, I've been kind of tough-talking. You've been trying to get me out of it, going, hey, you know, are you really going to say this on Monday? if they do this, that, and the other. I'm like, man, we're going on a lot of things on if things don't go well. When we were playing the music and getting everybody fired up with Michael Stanley right at 6 a.m. this morning. And we might do it with Nathan coming up at 9. We'll see. Coming in hot, 9:40. Sharps and Vermillion, 9:40. You don't want to go anywhere. But Daryl had said 10-7, wild card, sixth seed. Good enough for Browns fans? Or is it like, well, let's see how far they take it. Where is the bar set for a quote-unquote successful season?
Regular season. Successful regular season.
I don't even think regular season. I want overall. We don't embark on just regular season. This is the entire journey.
Well, wait a second.
Where do you as a Browns fan set the bar for a successful year for this football
team?
When
I heard Daryl say that, I think most fans would be disappointed by 10-7.
Exactly.
And a six seed.
Exactly.
But if you add to it and say, but they went to the AFC Championship game, well, now it's a successful season. Like, that's different, because now you've won a couple playoff games to get there.
And I didn't...
And that changes everything. If Deshaun Watson's winning playoff games and they get to the AFC Championship game, now you go into next year going Super Bowl.
I don't care.
So, yes, I think fans would be pumped about that.
I don't think fans care. No. Okay, AFC Championship, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so then you set the bar at the AFC Championship game for a successful season?
Yeah, I think that's kind of where it is for me.
216-474-0092, because as much as I'm talking tough, I said playoffs is a successful
season. Now, again, I will say 10-7, and they're going on the road in round one, I'll be very disappointed. Like, I will say that this team is probably not going anywhere. But then I'll eat those words if they go and win the next two playoff games and go on the road, and then the next thing you know, they're playing maybe the Chiefs or the Ravens in the AFC Championship game. Now it's a different story.
Okay. Where's your bar set? Mine's just playoffs. That's where my bar is. You get through this schedule. It's not the world's worst schedule. You get through this schedule, you get to the playoffs. I mean, there's always a depending on how you lose.
And one graphic I saw this week was that the Browns had the toughest schedule in the NFL.
Okay. I didn't know. I mean, it's a tougher schedule than what they have.
I know there's different metrics. You can't just go by last year.
Or are they just going by... Because I think it's weird. I'm getting a lot of people just assuming they're going to beat the Dolphins at home in December.
Yeah. I think I'm one of those people.
I think I might be as well. I'm just saying. But if you go by, okay, the Dolphins are a good offense, they're a good football team, the Dolphins are on the schedule, but you're like, well, they're playing in Cleveland in December. And Miami, historically, whether it be through Shula or whether it be through Mike McDonald now, it's his, or Mike McDaniel now, it's they're struggling in December.
All right, if you go by strength of schedule based on Vegas forecasted win totals at Sharp Football Analytics, they have the fourth toughest schedule.
Still a tough schedule. Warren Sharp has a really nice mustache. Making the playoffs to me is the bar. Because to me, I can look at it and say, your quarterback played well enough to get you to the playoffs. It's a tough schedule. It's a tough conference. Your quarterback played well enough to get you to the playoffs. And then I can make an argument that I trust him to play quarterback for my team while we start to change out some of the roster. If you can't make the playoffs, then I have a hole in my stomach that turns into a sinkhole after time because I'm so nervous about what's going to happen in the future. So that's why I set my bar. If they get the playoffs and they lose, like I will be dramatically disappointed. But there is a light at the end of the tunnel if I have my quarterback get us to the playoffs. And it's not seeing the entire picture with you. If you're saying AFC Championship game is the standard, you got the Bills in there, which I don't think are going to be as good as they were last year. The Chiefs obviously goes without saying. The Ravens go without saying in a lot of ways. Bengals, some fashion, I know about their defense, their secondary. I know they got Von Bill back, but I mean, Dax Hill, they can never find a position for the guy. They haven't drafted as well as some people think they have. Their pass rush isn't as good as what some people think they are. I can go on and on and on and on and on if I want to. But going on the Browns, getting to the playoffs, that is my standard. And maybe that's a standard that's too low for folks. 216-474-0092. Nick, in a car, you're next up on the Fan.
Good morning, gentlemen. Happy Tallboy Friday.
Same to you, Nick. Thank you.
I guess my question is, in New York, are they saying, well, we have to be patient because Aaron Rodgers didn't play football all last year? In Cincinnati, are they saying, well, we have to be patient because Joe Burrow got injured in November and hasn't played competitive football since? Maybe they are. I don't know. But, like, how many weeks are we going to have to hear that crap? I just being honest, because I'm not going to be patient with it. I'm sorry. Like, it's a 17-game season, and last night's loss by the Ravens could be the reason they don't get home field advantage in the AFC. Like, one game is enough to determine your potential fate in the season when it's only a 17-game season.
This
when you
is
talk
why.
About expectations, Ken,
yeah,
like, our expectations have to be higher. Our demands have to be more. Like, getting to the playoffs, this is one of the most talented rosters in the NFL. They better get to the playoffs. You've got a two-time coach of the year. You better get to the playoffs.
Well, I think it's going to be difficult. I do think it's going to be difficult. However, this is why I say this is why I'm kind of talking tough here, Nick, and thank you for the call. Would it not be an insult to a guy like Nick if I come on Monday and make a bunch of excuses for Deshaun Watson's play if he weren't to play well? If he plays really well, if that offense clicks, guys, I might be talking Super Bowl on Monday. You're going to have to pull me back.
Well, right. But I guess what I'm getting at, the larger theme at play here is, what makes sense? Like, we can have ridiculous expectations. The 3-13 Browns team, you could say, oh, I think we're going to the playoffs this year, and then be really fighting mad when they don't. I'm just saying there are a lot of reasons why the offense will probably not look great this week. Are we going to be honest on Monday, or are we just going to say that they should be a finished product? Because they're not going to be. Like, why would they be?
Take off the governor. Take off the governor. If you're going to say it full-throated. The city knows, guys. The area knows. And if they look at you weird, they're the weirdo. Say it with your full throat and mean it. That was the Coming In Hotline, which you get the Odyssey app. Who was that on the Coming In Hotline?
That was John and Randolph.
It was John and Randolph. Randolph. Home of the Portage County Randolph Fair.
Yep, that's what they know it for.
Yep. You get the Odyssey app. It's free. All right? You download the thing. It's a good thing. It's a free app. Then you favorite the station. You favorite the fan. Boom, it's right there. Then I got the Listen Live button. I have resumed because I was listening to Pete Futek on Afternoon Drive yesterday talking about college football when I woke up this morning because I missed that interview. It was fantastic. And then there's a microphone button here, you see? And you click on the microphone button, and you get on there, and it says recording in 2, 1. You go, Ken's an idiot because he picked David Bell to be a Pro Bowl wide receiver, and also he's a sorry person because he picked the Browns just to go to the playoffs, and that was where his bar is, and it's too low to bar. And then I hit stop. And then it says send, and it already has my name and my city because I've already logged on, and I send it, and boom, there it is. And it'll be up for Owen here very, very shortly. That's the Coming In Hotline. You go, Ken's an idiot because he picked David Bell to be a Pro Bowl wide receiver, and also he's a sorry person because he picked the Browns just to go to the playoffs, and that was where his bar is, and it's too low to bar. And then I hit, do you see how this works? Let me do it again.
That quick?
3, 2,
come on.
1, and then what you do is you do it full throated and you say, Super Bowl!
Super Browns!
Yeah! And then I hit pause, and then I hit send, and I submit it, and Owen's going to have it up here in, just a few seconds here.
Do it full throated and you say, Super Bowl! Super Browns!
Yeah! So get some sack and get on the Odyssey app and send the Coming In Hot button.
Mitch turned that around fast.
It's that quick.
It's incredible.
It's that quick. I don't think it was Mitch. I didn't say, how about them Cowboys? That's what you do, guys. Let's go.
I want to hear something during the game this week.
Yes.
You got to tell me what play in the game, what time in the game it was. But tell me in the beginning and tell me your reaction.
But here's the thing. Do not sit there and just wait for the end of the game. That's easy. Like Ken didn't wait for David Bell to get waived.
Nope.
To spout off a David Bell opinion on the night he got drafted.
Nope.
So if there is a great situation early in the game, let's let us know. Am I an idiot for telling you that I think the offense is going to struggle, that Deshaun Watson is really going to be sluggish out there? That he's going to have some time to get acclimated to game speed. It could take him a game or two.
Do it.
Let me know.
Be a man or a woman. Be an adult and do it,
anybody.
Okay? Let's go. Speaking of coming in hot, Amari Cooper. He was in front of the media yesterday, and he was asked if he was talking to the organization at all about trade reports and about his cryptic social media posts.
No, I didn't. You know, at the end of the day, it's neither here nor there. So I'm just focused on playing my best football week one. The media is all about sensationalism, so I'll let y'all have fun with whatever y'all thought that might have meant. Honestly, like, it's not about, you know, feeling wanted, just from my perspective, because I do understand, like, if you think about it like this, like, you can
be wanted. But if you don't play well, then you're not going to any longer be wanted. So at the end of the day, you just got to keep the main thing the main thing. And the main thing is, you know, being available for the team and playing up to the standard.
I like you, buddy, but I didn't make you post that. I didn't make you post that. You know what you were doing. We'll go blaming it on the media.
Don't be turning on Amari Cooper.
Damn well what you did. He knows damn well what he did with that post. He knows damn well what he was doing with that post.
Well, it had to be a different kind of an offseason for him. That's as outspoken as he had been with the Cleveland Browns. It had been a long time. You know, since
what did he tell TMZ he was trying to get paid? Isn't that what he said to somebody? That like TMZ caught him on that or something like that? I forget what it was.
But he kind of had fun with it, too. He wasn't like being malicious towards the Browns or anything like that.
Guys, I don't blame him for wanting to get paid. I don't even blame him for sitting there going, oh, you want to trade me for Brandon Ayuk? I just don't. Well, the media likes sensationalism. Well, I didn't make you put it out there, buddy.
Well, yeah, led us all to speculate on what the hell he was talking about. Yeah.
He got a conversation started, and it was a worthwhile conversation. Boy,
I love the thought this week of that matchup, especially because, you know, he was the guy they traded.
Mm-hmm.
They hung on to CeeDee Lamb, and this is why this is kind of a fun matchup and bland with the IR for the first 8 weeks of the season. This could be a really, really interesting matchup. Obviously, they still have Diggs. Diggs is a two-time Pro Bowler. But I think this is where the Browns might have one of their advantages in this game. The question is, can they give Deshaun Watson enough time? Mm-hmm. Can Watson be on the same page with his receivers?
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are all the things we'll be looking at very early on in this game.
Where do you set the bar for the Cleveland Browns in 2024? Will in Cleveland, you're next up on the Fan. Hello, Will.
Hey, Ken. I figured it's Friday and too early for coming in hot, but I just wanted to say, Super Bowl!
Super Browns!
Yeah!
Oh, thank you very much, Will. It's fantastic. See, this is a guy who did it with unbridled enthusiasm. If you're going to do it the whole way. Mike in Collinwood. Hello, Mike.
What's up, fellas? I ain't talked to y'all in a minute. Listen, Ken, and Tone, you're right about Watson. I think it's probably going to take him like at least 3 or 4 games before he really gets rolling. But my bar is host a playoff game at this stadium right here in Cleveland. Whether that's – it's probably going to mean winning a division. So my bar is winning a division. I don't want to just sneak into the playoffs. We need a game in this stadium.
So it's not a success unless they do what you're saying, right? Just make it sure.
In my opinion, yeah. Okay. I don't want to go to Houston or Miami for a playoff game. I want a game here at our stadium with our fans. That's what I want. Our team is good enough. Our coaching staff is good enough. Our front office is good enough. Why not?
So will you say there needs to be changes if they fail to meet those expectations?
Absolutely.
All right. Mike and Collinwood said it. Thank you very much. I just want you to stand by your word. I'm standing by my word.
Well, it's interesting to see the amount of people, after you commented that you were just looking for playoffs, the amount of people that said, really, Ken? Most expensive roster in the NFL? All the money they have tied up, all the talent they have, basically half the league makes the playoffs these days, it seems like, if you take out the tanking teams.
I know.
Anybody who's trying to make the playoffs, half the teams do.
If I make the playoffs, and I know there would be some people going, we paid $230 million for that. I know, but if I make the playoffs, then I can go, all right, my quarterback can get me through a tough schedule. My quarterback can make, because you ain't making the playoffs again without your quarterback being there. I don't give a damn. I don't think lightning strikes twice. I'm going to bet against that every time. Every time. We know what they did was special last year. We use that word because we know it was so uncommon for that to happen. So don't give me this stuff like it's going to happen again. It doesn't happen often. That's why last year was so great. If you don't have him for the entire year, you're not making the playoffs. If you do, he has to play well to get you to the playoffs. So then I can look at a long-term picture and go, okay, I don't need to freak out. I don't need to go firing GMs or head coaches or chief strategy officers, whatever the hell they do, and I don't have to get rid of my quarterback. And I don't have to take the biggest bath in NFL history if I did that. I'm looking for security here. Long-term gain is what I'm looking for. And that's boring to a lot of people, I understand, but I have to tell you the truth now, don't I?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.